Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you with it?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. You know what to do. The whole world's watching and counting on you. And all you people listening out there, everybody, everywhere.
Hang on, hang on, hang on!
Welcome to Checkered Past, a loving postmodern examination of the Go-Go Check branded comic magazines published by DC Comics between February 1966 and August 1967. I'm Dr. Bob, and each week I'll be your guide on this trippy tour through 535 mid-century masterpieces of graphic noveldom.
This week, Metal Men number 23, cover date January 1967, cover price 12 cents, cover artists Ross Andrew and Mike Esposito, edited by Robert Kaniger, featuring Rage of the Lizard, written by Robert Kaniger, art by Ross Andrew and Mike Esposito. Are you ready? Are you with it? Then away we go, go.
Walk, talk, fly, high, sky, blue, me and you. What a groovy day for singing. La, da, la, da, da. Touch, such, words, heard, birds, bees, you and me. Don't care.
Doc Magnus has been turned into a robot by the Sizzler. Professor Snakelocks tries to get control of his creation again, but he fails. The Sizzler then turns him into a robot as well. Doc imprisons Snakelocks, then tries to convince the Sizzler to restore his humanity. Confused? Don't worry, I'll be right back with Dr. Husband to explain everything.
Gotta get Miven. We're 39 minutes behind schedule.
Oh, now today. We're 40 minutes behind schedule. We got it. According to my schedule that I put in the calendar,
yes,
we should have started 40 minutes ago. But
well,
that's okay.
Things happen. Life gets in the way.
Oh my goodness. Well, we've got a very, very busy day, don't we?
I'll say we've got to do this.
Yes.
Mow the grass.
Yes.
There's an HOA meeting.
Yes, which I need to mow the grass, get cleaned up, do some exercise, some strength training, then prepare the snack tray.
Yeah, well, I'm so out of the loop, I'm no longer HOA president.
Yes, well, I agreed that I was going to bring a snack tray. We were to meet for the HOA. Some fool, Protestant, decided to make the HOA's bylaws discussion meeting today on the eve of Easter.
Well, yes, we're not papists in this neighborhood, and so we don't have to go on Saturday night. We save everything for Sunday morning.
I did Thursday. Holy Thursday, Good Friday. Then we have set Easter Vigil, and then, of course, Easter morning.
It's Easter weekend, by the way, 2024, in case you're listening to this way after the fact.
Mm-hmm.
Then next week, you know, just right back to the grind.
Right back to the grind, except that we've got the eclipse coming up. I'm excited about that.
The April 8th, 2024's total solar eclipse, and we are headed right for the path of totality.
The path of totality.
Middle Point, Ohio. That's where it all happens.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I got.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
See you next week.
It's just been a really busy week. I mean, just crazy. Long days, lots of things, and I'm glad to be here with you. And, of course, we're here in the morning.
Yes, that's unusual, isn't it?
It is. Usually the sun's on the other side of the house, and we're here in the evening.
I guess we won't see many neighbors out this early in the day.
I guess not. Yeah.
What's going on with this rug?
I am very upset with our dog, Junebug.
Mm-hmm.
We discarded an old rug.
Yes.
In exchange for purchasing a new rug, because she was coming in here. I don't know why she's doing it. She's house trained. She goes out the dog door to go to the bathroom all the time, but she really likes to come in here and pee on the carpet. And well, the last time we had a friend over and I had just cleaned the whole carpets and everything. And I thought, you know, I really should just get rid of this old carpet. So I bought a new carpet and I came in here last week and I walked in the room and I went, something's not right. And I looked on the underside of the rug and I'll be damned if she hadn't peed again. So what you're looking at is I treated it with something called Nature's Miracle,
mm-hmm.
which is an enzymatic cleaner. But this particular, it worked perfectly on that other area because she got it twice,
mm-hmm.
But not that. And so now we're going to craft. We have a little door for our cat to come in and out of his own room.
Mm-hmm.
It is plenty generously big enough for him, and it's just the right size for her to squeeze her fat little body through to come in here. And so we are going to work together and create a little doorway to go on the back of the doorway to make it smaller so she can't come in here. Yeah.
Necessity is the mother of invention.
Yes. So what she hasn't been peeing on the other rugs at all. This is her preferred rug. So,
well, I don't know what to tell you.
I don't either. I think it's because the litter box is in here. I think it's because she, you know, which the cat doesn't use because he goes outside right. all the time. So I just don't get it. But I'm furious because this rug has literally only been in here for 2 weeks. I mean, it even still smells new. You know, has
except for the part where it smells like pee.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Well, we'll invent something. Just
we can't get rid of her. We can't get rid of her.
No, it's too late for that. But maybe we could enlist the aid of the Sizzler and turn her into a robot so she doesn't need to eat or drink or pee or do anything.
Such a gay sound. I know. We had Sizzler in the last issue, didn't we?
We did. And guess when that was?
I have no idea.
One over a year ago
Shut
was the last
door.
Issue of Metal Men because it's a bi-monthly comic. And so by the time it comes around again, it's a year has passed.
I hear you.
It was episode 196 when we had the previous installment of this story. I'll post a link on the show notes or whatever
right.
notes you're looking at when you pull up your podcast. And as you may recall, the Professor Snakelocks,
mm-hmm.
who is a villain,
mm-hmm.
created a new robot called the Sizzler.
Sizzler!
With energy siphoned from the Aurora Borealis. He then staged an attack on a train carrying movie stars in order to attract the attention of the Metalmen.
Oh my gosh, I have a faint memory of this.
The robots arrived it was like Tallulah Bankhead and Rock Hudson. The robots dealt with the professor's throwaway robots while the Sizzler was watching from above, and then the Sizzler bathed the Metal Men and Doc Magnus in radiation, turning the Metal Men into humans and turning Doc into a robot.
Speaking of which, here she comes, squeezing her. There she is, the Phantom Peer.
What's she going to try to do? You think she'll do it in front of us?
No, she will not. She's a Phantom Peer. Yeah.
Anyway, that's where we left off. The Metal Men were turned back into robots, but Doc Magnus was left as a robot.
Mm-hmm.
And Tina thinks, now is my chance.
Right.
Nothing doing, because now Doc has an excuse to not feel any human emotion instead of him just being an asshole.
So I have to say something about the Metal Men.
Mm-hmm.
I kind of enjoy reading the Metal Men now, because it's of its zany wackiness.
Yes.
Except for the objectification and the infantilization of the women.
Yes.
That really bothers me. Like, it's such a big angle in the story, and that really bothers me. It's just, I'm sick of it. It's just ridiculous little ongoing through line of this series that just drives me nuts. I said enough. Yeah.
Thank you. We see on the cover that Tina is laying on an operating table. Doc Magnus is working on her with a blowtorch. That's probably best. While the other Metal Men gather around, saying, if Tina doesn't respond to Doc, she's dead.
True.
Metal Men, number 23. Cover date, January 1967.
Mm-hmm.
We finally turned the page into a new year. The unpredictable Metal Men are faced with a menace, with a perfect plan to destroy them. One by one, the lovable robots are forced to make a last stand. Gasp! Go ahead. At their desperate efforts to escape the traps in Rage of the Lizard. Floating heads down the side. Doc, Tina, Mercury, Gold, Lead, Iron, Tin, and quote-unquote nameless. We'll get to that. There's a letter in the letters page we can look at about a name for her. I forgot to mention also that the Sizzler now has stayed with the Metalmen.
Sizzler.
As their kind of pet or something. Now, the Sizzler lights up like a Christmas tree at the sight of Robot Doc.
Because
she's got a crush on him, just like Tina.
She does.
And Tina's not having it.
Mm-mm.
She's jealous.
Of course she is. She should be jealous.
I am a robot now, Tina. I've no emotions like hate or love. I'm just concerned with the problem of coping with Professor Snakelox's next attack. That's Doc.
Mm-hmm.
Besides, when it occurs to her, the Sizzler will reverse the process and change me back into a human again. Right, Sizzler? Well, that, who knows, that could be yes or no or maybe.
Nobody
or not.
Knows, yeah.
Meanwhile, Professor Snakelox has Wonder Woman's invisible jet gliding above the town.
Mm.
It's not really, but it's drawn to look that way, isn't it?
It is. And he says, my Sizzler inside with the Metalmen is like a time bomb, which will destroy them. He's gay.
Yeah, for sure.
Not only is he gay, he's like mean gay.
Mean, yes.
Yeah, mean gay.
With them out of the way, we'll be off to sabotage America's main military bases for a fortune, tax-free.
Oh. Mm. As the Metalmen follows its inventor to the jetway.
So, I guess they're going off to find Professor Snakelox, not knowing that he's gliding above them.
In the invisible jet.
In the invisible jet.
Mm-hmm.
But Sizzler sees him, and she lassos him with her stretchy electric arm.
And brings him down to the ground.
Brings him down. And he's captured. So they're going to take him off to the Hooskow.
Mm-hmm.
But then what do you think happens?
Sizzler does her Sizzle magic.
Yes. Not yet.
Well, not yet, right. So he says, but he warns, Professor Snakelock says, hey, the Sizzler, oh, sorry. The Sizzler will turn on you just as she turned on me. She can't be trusted. I ought to know. I invented her. Look what she did to you, Doc.
Well, once Professor Snakelock is in jail, then Sizzler can concentrate on turning Doc back into a human. But first, Professor Snakelock.
He presses his flower.
Yes.
His flower, what is that? Flower remote control on his lapel.
He's got an army of little green army men
hidden
in the invisible plane, although we haven't seen them up to this point. They leap out and expand upon contact with air, just like Flash's uniform and just like Hawkman's uniform. And now they're surrounded by soldiers.
And they have real bullets.
Yeah.
And guns.
Good old Lead forms a shield around the other.
He says, get behind me!
While Tina turns herself into barbed wire and trips them all up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, see, there she's doing something useful,
good
not
for
crying.
Good, finally. Well, I mean, not that she's never done anything useful before, but yeah.
It's not often.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Professor Snakelox then launches his second line of attack, missiles.
Mm-hmm.
I guess coming from the plane because they're tiny and they expand on contact with air.
Which is weird, but...
Yeah.
I mean, so, I understand. I'd be willing to go with the idea that a uniform made out of a space-age material would expand, but not solid mass like missiles and army robots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the missiles are raining down. Tin forms himself into a umbrella, thinking he's going to block the missiles.
Well, it's useless. The missiles just punch right through, don't they?
So Iron forms himself into a shield, which does the
job. Get behind me! Like Lead.
Now, it's time to take Professor Snakelox to jail.
Right.
But what do you think? Sizzler turns him into a robot.
Well, he proclaims his peace, just spews out something. He says, don't trust the Sizzler. If she turned on her own inventor, who knows if she'll turn on, when she'll turn on you. Her photonuclear rays make her completely unstable. Look at her. Do you want something like that around the house? Ooh, look what she's wearing. Girl, that dress is... That unitard's a mess.
I wonder if she's wearing anything, because she just seems to be a naked body made out of electricity.
Yes, but she's not an anatomically accurate naked
body. She does have...
Womanly bosoms. Yes.
So now he's a robot. Guess what?
What?
You can't send me to jail now. You can't arrest a robot.
Everyone knows in the comic universe, you can't send a robot to jail.
It's not true.
Not even a sentient robot.
No.
Not even a self-actualized robot.
Doc says it's true. Jails are for humans. The authorities won't keep you.
Jails are for humans. Yeah.
They'll take one look and say, get him out of here.
Get him out of
here. Just like when doctors do exploratory surgery and it's open you up and you're full of cancer. And they just close you right back up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, here's the letters page.
Okay, hold the wire. I'm there. I love that they call it metal scraps.
I think your metal men are terrific.
Where are we?
Last letter. I feel sorry for Tin's girlfriend who lacks a name. I think her name should be Tinsel.
Oh,
that's sweet. I have another suggestion. Why not put a new girl in the book for lead, gold, and iron to fight over? She could be copper and called Copperhead.
Jeez.
Well, this is funny because nowadays there is a copper. In the middle, a copper girl. Yes.
A copper girl. Oh.
And this is from Sandy Brown, Miami, Oklahoma.
I didn't know there was a Miami, Oklahoma.
I didn't either. And I wonder if Sandy Brown ever got creator credit, because certainly she came up with the idea for copper. And please also don't change anything about platinum.
Well,
she's perfect.
The editor writes back to her, Dear Sandy Brown, I won't. And don't change a thing about yourself, especially your loyalty to the robots.
R.K. Robert Kaniger, who's both writer and editor, which that's nothing fishy about that. All right. Part two. The Metal Men. Enraged of the Lizard.
We haven't even met the Lizard yet.
No.
I mean, we did in the last issue, I think, right?
I don't remember.
Okay.
It was over a year ago.
So when the Sizzler turns the villainous Professor Snake Locks into a robot, Doc Magnus is checkmated because, of course, Doc Magnus is a robot. And now this... The Professor Snake Lock is a robot, too.
Yes. Well, Doc's got a fancy club-fed kind of setup here for Professor Snake Lock.
It's a library.
A library with a
desk. No computer. Oh, my God. Can you imagine just, like, being locked in a room and all you can do is just read? That sounds wonderful. There's no computer, no email to check, no nothing.
Right.
Sounds like a dream.
They're going to keep Professor Snake Locks there where he can't do any damage until the Sizzler changes him back to normal form, and then you will go to regular jail. So enjoy the books while you have them.
Mm-hmm.
He's happy as a clam.
Mm-hmm.
I like it here where I can curl up with a good book.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the card catalog? I need to find the physique section. Professor Snakelock thinks the Sizzler is completely unstable. I bet she'll wind up destroying Doc and his metal men if she's angered. That's what I invented her for. She can't forget it now. He's going to just catch up on his reading. Meanwhile, aboard a sub, that's slang for submarine, sneaking through the seas. Now, what would this gentleman sound like?
Oh, he's ugly. He looks like a lizard with... He does, doesn't
he? He looks like that guy. What's that show we were watching? Constellation?
Yes.
That old astronaut?
Yeah.
He's got terrible skin.
Oh, his mess. Freckles and...
Ugh. He looks like a lizard. He looks like this guy.
Yeah.
In this comic.
By the way, if you haven't watched Constellation, very, very interesting psychodrama.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's on Apple TV and... Eight episodes.
Very hard, it's very hard to, I mean, if you're trying to figure out, like we are, as in the early episodes, what the hell's going on, it all becomes very, very apparent how many episodes are there?
Eight.
So by episode five, it all starts to get stitched together, and then it just continues to stitch together. It's really, really quite excellent, and it features the female star of the entire thing. She's an incredible actress. She was the actress in The Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
The Swedish one, not the American one.
Yeah, and which we have the movies, right? We watch.
I have every movie.
Yeah. Those are fantastic.
I'm all about physical media, people.
I read the books first before the movies came out, and I was like, oh my God, I can't believe the movie's out. And she is an extraordinary actress.
Personality plus.
Girl can cry on a dime.
Sure.
Mm.
Well, it seems that the lizard has been chosen to succeed where Professor Snakelock's failed.
I'm just going to use that grizzled man's voice.
Okay.
I, the lizard, have been chosen to succeed where Professor Snake Locks failed, and I will succeed by separating the metal men and destroying them one by one. That's hard to do that voice.
Now, Tina's still trying to get with Doc. Now that he's a robot.
Now that he's a robot, he's no more interested than he was when he was alive, no. When he was in flesh and blood.
And Tina suggests they sneak off for a little rendezvous to the beach where they could go swimming.
And he goes, and risk rusting? No, thank you. You've got the wrong robot. Please rejoin the others. I have work to do. What are they going to do? Like, just sort of hold each other?
Well, I don't know, but he sends Tina away while Sizzler is right there.
And Sizzler comments, zzz.
She's jealous.
Zzz.
Sizzler sounds jealous, Gold says, and Nameless knows the score. She needn't be jealous. Doc wouldn't give poor Tina a second look.
Now the impatient Sizzler goes over to the inventor, and to Tina's dismay, she says, zzz.
So, I'm not good enough to remain with you, but it's all right for that neon sign to make goo-goo noises over you.
And he's like, look, stop acting like a real woman. Can't you see I have to be on the good side of her, or she'll never reverse her rays and turn me back into a man again?
Doc, she's right there. She can hear you.
Yeah.
Zzzz. She can hear you manipulating the situation. Well, Tina, not having this, Doc's certainly spending a lot of time to get on the good side of her, and he looks like he's enjoying it. The unmitigated gall of these men. Well, Gold gives her a little stern talk or two about, remember that we're robots, we don't have any feelings. And Tin says, I don't know what I've got for beautiful, that's Nameless, but it makes my responsometer go clunkety clunk for her.
Oh, Tin, you've made me very happy, even though I'm not supposed to have feelings either.
Well, Tina's out the door. She can't stand seeing Sizzler and Doc making goo-goo eyes at each other, and she's leaving and quitting the Metal Men forever.
She's going so fast, she's actually burning smoke into the floor. Do you see that?
Yeah. Gold says let her get it out of her system. She'll feel better. She'll be back in a few hours anyway when she realizes this is the only place for her.
Well, she runs out of the compound where they live?
The huge lab.
Huge lab, and she is set upon by lizard men.
Yes. Who's have been waiting for just such an opportunity to kidnap her. They don't even have to kidnap her now because she's running right into their arms. First, she fights back by turning herself into springy coils of platinum.
Wraps her coils around the men.
But then she thinks, let them steal me. Doc will realize how much he cares for me and come looking for
me. Sounds like something Lucy would do in a Lucy and Ricky show.
It sounds awfully manipulative to me. Mm-hmm. Maybe her and Doc deserve each other.
Maybe.
So she stops struggling. They put her into the back of a garbage truck?
Looks like a garbage truck. Well, it's got a desk in it, a chair.
Yes. They order Tina to write a note to each metal man and to Doc Magnus telling where you can be found after money is paid for you by each one. Apparently, Doc's a multimillionaire. Money won't be a problem, and soon you can be back with your friends. And so she sets about writing the letters. Dear Doc,
I have been stolen.
But I can be recovered if each of you brings $10,000 to these various places. Well, the mail's delivered.
Mm-hmm.
And the robots vow to do anything to help Tina. Doc orders Sizzler to stay behind. This is strictly a job for the metal men. She's too valuable to lose. Now, don't be angry, Sizzler. We'll be back soon. Keep watch on Professor Snakelocks, meanwhile.
Mm-hmm.
So the money's doled out to each metal man individually. This is the part of the story I really like, because they all go off on their own, which I think might be a first.
In them not working as a team?
In us, yes. I don't recall many solo adventures of metal men in what we've seen so far.
Okay.
But I like this little sequence. So Iron comes down to the dock where he's supposed to meet Tina and pay for her. He's attacked by lizard scuba men, knocked into the water, sinks to the bottom, of course, because he's made of iron.
Right. And then he fights them from the bottom of the seafloor.
Just keeps on punching. Yeah. Punches the scuba men.
Unfortunately for the scuba men, he's in a really good position to do that.
He sure is. He's got lots of leverage. Gold is drawn to a cemetery.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He is set upon by two gangsters and turns himself into a giant tooth.
A gold tooth.
I'll be a bigger bite than you can chew.
This is basically like a battering ram.
A battering ram tooth with legs.
And knocks them into a grave.
An empty grave.
And lays on top of them.
Yeah. That's fine. It's good. Yeah. These are short little adventures.
Aren't they?
That they're having.
Well, there are five of them.
Yes. Led is at a deserted amusement park.
This is my favorite one.
Where he is supposed to get into one of the whip cars. Snap the whip car.
Yeah.
He doesn't know where Tina is, but he gets in the snap the whip car and the ride starts and it's whipping him around faster and faster and faster. He realizes it's a trap, but the velocity is so great that he is able to launch himself out of the car towards the bandits who are waiting on the side.
Turns himself into a giant bouncing ball and bowls the guys over.
Yeah.
They try to net him.
Yeah.
But then he just changes his form and fisticuffs fly and the guys run away.
And he rips the net apart.
I don't know about you, but if a giant lead robot was punching me, I don't think I'd be able to run away.
No, you'd be dead.
Mm-hmm.
Mercury's destination is the local aquarium. And he is right outside the swordfish tank.
That's not a very large tank for a big swordfish like that. Yeah.
The gangsters come and hold him at gunpoint. He snatches up his money bag and gets really tall, stretchy and tall.
Mm-hmm.
So these gangsters just grab him by the feet and dunk him in the swordfish tank.
Right. And of course, I don't know why he's afraid of being attacked by the swordfish, because he just turns himself into globules. He could have done anything. He could have, you know, made himself tiny. He could have made himself big. He could have done anything, but he turns himself into globules.
Well, as you know, mercury is the only metal that's liquid at room temperature.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why he's always turning into globules and things.
Okay. I mean, I know that, but he could have done a lot of things. Because given that, mercury would have has very exceptional elastic properties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also, swordfish famously love to eat mercury. They can't help themselves.
Mm.
He turns into globules. I really like this sequence of events. He bounces himself as globules out of the tank.
How do you like the little sound effects?
That's what I like the best part.
Blippity burp.
Blippity blippity blip blop blop blop. Bounces himself out and reassembles himself and again, you know, is wondering who's going to reach Tina first.
Mm-hmm.
We may never know. Meanwhile, Tin and Nameless have reached their destination, a junkyard.
Mm-hmm.
And the, you know, gangsters are there waiting for them with guns. Tin and Nameless each form a half of a tin can and join together in beautiful union.
They do, and they knock them over like a giant steamroller kind
yes.
of.
Yes.
Yeah, the wheel of a steamroller.
Yes. Tin realizes that, of course, Tina wasn't there. This was all a trap. There's only one metal man left. And it's Doc
Magnus. He's the last to reach his destination. He's going to the end of a pier, and there the small garbage truck/portable office is parked.
Yes.
Inside, around the corner, rather, Tina watches with horror as the men approach her with him with guns. She throws herself in between the men with the guns and the bullets that are heading toward Doc Magnus.
She's going to take a bullet for Doc.
She takes more than one.
Yes. Now, we have seen each Metal Man thus far all getting shot at.
Yeah.
With no ill effect.
She, however, is fatally...
How? She's a robot. She's
made
of metal.
And she's made of platinum. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe there's circuitry inside that they tore through.
But, okay, but they all have circuitry.
Maybe her outer shell of platinum is not as dense as the bullets with the speed and the mass of the bullets, and they pierce the outer shell.
I mean, I know it's the 60s and women are inherently weaker than men.
Hmm.
But still, she's made of metal.
Well, what are they going to do? How are they going to keep the story going if there's no threat of... They
you
could
know
have
what?
Electrocuted her. They could have...
End the story and do a new one. Do a little eight-pager at the end. Secret History of Tina. I don't know.
Yeah.
Sizzler solo adventure.
Well, Doc Magnus... they're still firing at him. I don't know why. They're firing at him and the bullets aren't hurting him. And he...
Of course not, because he's a man.
Because he punches them out, knocks out Lizard Man.
Still insisting that he's not feeling emotion, but rather just responses that are programmed into his system.
Yeah. Well, how about that bottom panel on bottom right panel on 22?
Where he's kicking and punching all at the same time?
Kicking one man in the chest and punching two men with an uppercut to their jaws, lifts them up off the ground. There's no way you can survive that.
No.
Yeah.
The police arrive to arrest the Lizard and his gang. Doc cradles Tina in his arms and takes her back to the headquarters.
Which is interesting because on the cover, he's doing surgery on her in his human
form. As a human, yes.
But he's not in the interior.
No, he's a robot now.
Mm-hmm.
He's in there in the operating room with Sizzler in there with him.
Zzz,
I don't approve of that.
Zzz.
She wakes up. Tina wakes up. Her first act is to throw her arms around Doc Magnus's neck. Oh, Doc, you really care even though you are a robot temporarily.
I'll be one permanently unless the Sizzler showers me with the photonuclear elements in reverse.
And suddenly, look out, Doc, the Sizzler is firing rays at you.
She's terribly angry. She misunderstood about us.
Well, the rays were fired in anger, but the rays that were just fired in anger and jealousy reverses the process, turning him human again.
He's human again. Mm-hmm. Now, Sizzler, you have to do the same for your inventor, Professor Snakelocks.
So he takes the Sizzler to the prisoner. Shower him too, Sizzler, just like you did for me.
Well, no thanks, Doc. I'm very happy being a robot, Doc Magnus. Thank you, but no thank you. But no go.
No
He's
go.
He's turned back into a human, and it's off to jail.
Off to jail for him. Off to jail.
Later, Doc's back at work in his laboratory.
Sizzler and Tina are staring at each other.
Right over his shoulders.
Just, glaring. And Sizzler's hair's all straight up, and she's got an angry look on her face, and Tina's got an angry look on her face, and all the girls are just angry.
Between Tina and Sizzler, I hope I'll be able to do some work. Oh, he's insufferable.
Insufferable. He says, don't miss the Unpredictable Robots next thriller in the latest issue of Metalman.
Well,
that's it.
We'll see you back here in a year.
Yeah, right?
We've picked up on this
We'll still
story.
Have the Sizzler in a year, won't we?
Yeah, she's sticking around.
Wow.
At least for two more issues that my research uncovered. So
your crap
we'll
research.
See you in a year and then a year after that. We'll find out what happens to the Sizzler.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought about doing all of these in one go, but that would be 4 issues of Metal Men in one episode. I don't think even I could handle that.
I don't think you could either.
Stay tuned for a new podcast coming soon.
It's, indeed.
Us and our friend Chuck doing a podcast about genre movie music. It's called Nerd Orchestra, and it'll be out real soon.
Yes.
You can find all about it on social media at GoGoCheckPod, where you can also rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcasting app. And holy holidays notwithstanding, you can find us right back here next week, probably. Indeed.
Do you think we could do a little podcast from our experience over in Ohio, or would that even be necessary?
Well, I don't know. Certainly no one who reads comic books would be interested in science and astrology and things.
Right?
Right.
Well, this was a little podcast.
It was. Well, we have to get back on schedule, get that lawn mowed.
On schedule. We follow the schedule.
I think actually we have an hour before the lawn needs to be mowed. We can relax.
That's not on the plan.
We can have some herbal tea or something.
Right, right.
All right. All right. Well, good luck with your pissing dog and cleaning up the rug.
Oh, you know what I'm going to have to do? You're going to have to help me carry this outside.
No, I don't. I can't. Yes. I'm so tired already. It's not on the schedule.
I don't. I can put it on the schedule.
No.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Thanks so much for listening, and we wish you all a happy Easter.
Yeah? Bok, bok. Bye. Bye.